Do you remember? Which verse? Do you have any questions so far? Thank God. Okay, now 1920. I want to finish at least the first chapter, so at least we have some accomplishment and then we can close. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Him and through Him to reconcile all things to Himself, having made a peace through the blood of His cross. Now through Him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Verse 19 says, it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Him. What do you think this is all the fullness? All the fullness. All the fullness. Anybody? All the fullness. This is not a, English is very simple, but it's all the fullness. What do you think all the fullness? Brother Sons. All the fullness. All of His virtues. So His image, His character. All the fullness. Anybody else? That's good. Yeah. Don't think it's a hard, it's just simple. Your understanding is right. Yeah, because without Jesus, it was impossible to reconcile with us. So because He has the authority received from God for Himself to be as a sacrifice lamb, and He died on the cross. Because your death and on the cross is not a big deal, because my death is maybe a cross, I die and only for my sin. But when Jesus came to this world, it was different. Not only just he just as a flesh himself died on the cross himself alone, but he can have enough power and authority given enough to forgive our sins if we believe in him, and we can save. He's the one who opened the way of salvation through his cross when he died on the cross, his blood. So all the fullness is include all the his image and his characters. And also the power, authority. He's the one, the only one, has this fullness, all the fullness. And we talk about his Almighty God. We talk about his omniscient God, omnipresent God. So he's such great power and such great authority, the Almighty God. He's in the Lord Jesus Christ. And through him, to reconcile all things to himself, have made a peace through the blood of his cross. This is more clear explained in the book of Ephesians chapter 2. If you have time, you can read from verse 13. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Verse 14, for he himself is our peace, who made both the group into one and broken down the barrier of the dividing world. So he could continue to explain about here as a come here peacemakers, reconcile us. Verse 16, might reconcile them, both the one body to God through the cross, by its having put to death the enmity. He's explained. So we can continue going to verse chapter 1, verse 21-23. Continue to read. And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in an evil deed. So it explained about their original status, original situations, and the Colossians and their people, the one before they believe in Jesus Christ. That was their situations. 22, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death. In order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. So his death on the cross is enough us to be present ourselves, present us before God, holy and blameless, beyond reproach. So that's what Paul, his struggle he himself to try to explain, do his best to the people in Colossus, so let them stay strong in the Lord, in the truth. So he himself focused on this Colossians. Verse 24, now I rejoice in my suffering for you as. Once you look at the bottom here, what is the motivation of Paul? Why he himself dedicated himself to God? Why he made himself, Paul was made a minister? The reason is for the hope for the gospel. Understanding is the mystery that is revealed to him, so that he understood God's. The salvation to be preached to the Gentile, so willing to himself to dedicate to God. Dedication. He explained that now I rejoice in my suffering for your sake. In my flesh, I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions. So willing to suffer for the Lord, that's his dedication. Not only to just join the suffering of the Lord Jesus, but because it makes him to rejoice. That's amazing dedication. We don't want to be suffering. That's our nature. But he's willing to. Even more than that, he rejoices in his suffering. So that he can... The last portion of this verse says, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions. It's an amazing spirit. When he talked to the Timothy, he mentioned about this. Let's turn to Second Timothy. Second Timothy, chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 8. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 8, therefore do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, or of me, his prisoners, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God. So here Paul, he wrote this letter to the Timothy, and he mentioned that join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God. We as you and I, nobody wants to have a suffer. But many times, suffering gives us a great benefit. Let us more understanding of God. Let us more understand His love. So suffering gives us a great benefit in our Christian life. Let's turn to one more verse then. Let's turn to Book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. And if children heirs, also heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, in order that we may also be glorified with Him. Also here the Paul mentioned if children heir and heir of God and a fellow heir with Christ, indeed we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. Hope that our suffering in the future, you know, in your life, when you encounter trials and difficult times, don't think that why I have to suffer in my life. But many times God Himself will reveal Himself through the suffering. Actually, He wants to give us His true grace through the suffering. So maybe it becomes a hidden treasure for us when we gain this understanding of his grace, then it becomes you and I's great blessings. When Paul he was thorn in his flesh, and I'm sure it truly bothers in him in his life. So he prayed to God three times, but he understands the grace of God through this. But God doesn't heal him yet. God showed, revealed to him the grace of God. But sometimes, not always a strong point ourselves to be a blessing, but sometimes weakness, sometimes our handicap, it becomes a grace of God too. You can think about it. Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 and 10. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in the weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weakness, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Verse 10. Therefore, I am well content with the weaknesses, with insult, with the distress, with the persecutions, with the difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, I am strong. So sometimes, maybe because you don't have enough talent. Maybe you don't have enough gift. Maybe you have also some kind of handicap in your life. Because of your handicap, because of your weakness, actually you pray more. Because of your weakness, because under the trial, you rely on God more. Because of weakness, you learn the true humility. Because of weakness, you find out the true God in your life. It has become a blessing. Suffering is not necessarily a bad thing. Suffering gives us a life to be, makes us to be perfected in our life to understand enough the meaning of perseverance, to help us a stronger faith, so that our faith to be perfected. So suffering is sometimes a blessing. So hope that handicap, don't think the handicap is considered, it's a God, you know, led you to suffer, so that continue to suffer. But God wants to understand the grace of God. As long as we understand the grace of God, thank God. Of this church, I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the Word of God. And then the 26 and 7, you mentioned about the mystery. The mystery which has been hidden from the past age, the generation, but has now been manifest to His saints, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of glory of the mystery among the Gentile, which is the Christ in you, hope of glory. So the Paul here mentioned about this mystery is Jesus. Mystery is Jesus. Then, yes, that's the last thing. The mystery is Jesus. Then can you explain about Jesus? The mystery is Jesus. The Paul says mystery is Jesus. Which is Jesus? Jesus in you. That's a mystery. What is a mystery? Is a mystery was revealed? Yes, mystery was revealed to us. You know, when you go out to preach the gospel, people do not understand the truth. They do not accept it. But for us, it's very simple. You know, you just accept Jesus as your Savior, and then you repent all your sins, and then you baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, wash away your sins, so you connect with God. In this way, heaven will be open and reconnect and restore the relationship with God. This is simple truth, actually. But not that many people welcome, not that many people understood it. Understand it. That's true. So for us, it's no more mystery, actually. Is it? Any of you understand about mystery? Mystery? I'm scared too. You're scared and I'm scared. Next one. It's okay, we're going to finish chapter 1. So, we proclaim Him, admonishing every man and teaching every man and all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ. The verse 28, present every man complete in Christ. That's one of the chapter 1s, I think. A key verse. The same thing here, verse 22. Present you before Him holy and blameless beyond the reproach. And this is the same like the last verse. Too much here. To present every man complete in Christ. That's why he struggled. That's why he dedicated himself. He wants to work very hard for God, because of let all the saints to complete in Christ, so they can present. That's his life wishes. Any questions so far for the chapter 1? Any questions? Nobody? And praising God, thank God. Chapter 2, we can go to now chapter 2.
Hello, Pastor.
Oh, yes. Verse 24. Oh, verse 25. Which part is it?
Yeah. It says, what does it mean?
I do not share one behalf of his body, and which is the church, and fill up what is lacking in, Christ's afflictions. Also the last portion. And filling up the what is lacking in Christ's afflictions. Anybody? Any volunteers? Yes.
Can you repeat the question?
The verse 24, the last portions are here. And here it says his body in filling up that which is lacking in Christ's afflictions. What it means. Anybody? Because Jesus already, he already died on the cross. He already suffered enough for us for the salvation. Now is our portion to suffer suffer with the Lord Jesus Christ. So my portion of suffering put on there to complete it. If only Jesus died on the cross and we do not participate in his suffering, then his mission, that he give a mission to preach the gospel, not to be accomplished. Is that true? Does it make sense? Jesus already died on the cross. He suffered for us already, for our salvations. Then we received his blessing and received his love because of his suffering, and he died on the cross. Now our portion that we can also, we suffer for him, for my portions, for the gospel of salvation, for the his kingdom to be expanded, his gospel to be preached. So it's my portion to suffer, to fill up the part that he saved us. It makes sense? Sisters is by the brother's side. It's, usually sister understand first. I know that. Because once you find out in the Old Testament, the blessing is a concept is you become rich. Your life is well off. That's Old Testament times. That is considered a blessing. But this concept is coming towards the New Testament is different. Then because all the disciples of Jesus Christ, they preach the gospel, they die for the Lord, they suffer for the Lord, for the kingdom of God. That's starting point from the Jesus Christ. He's showing us what is the life to be as Christians, life of Jesus. Once you love someone, naturally suffering is kind of your sacrifice is part of your expression of your love. You know what a woman is until to get married is most precious of time is considered most beautiful. But once the woman become mother, it's changed. Mother never buy any clothes for themselves. Whatever they put on the clothes, but they focus on their children. They want to sacrifice. They want to find out the joy out of the sharing of their love to the children. It's not for their own decorations. It doesn't mean that they do not do anything. What I'm saying is here, you can see the inside of the contents. Suffering is actually joyful if you love someone. Because you offer to that person, show your true love. Now, toward the Lord Jesus Christ, the same thing. He suffered for us. He died on the cross. But how his salvation come to us? Because of his suffering. Now my turn to share my love to other people, the what I receive from the Lord Jesus, then my suffering also willing to offer to others. Well, hopefully you get it. I know because my English is Konglish, so maybe because in a Korean way to reach to you, so maybe it's a little bit too. Is that okay? Thank you. As long as she understands, then that's fine. She's the one asking for the questions. No, I'm just joking, but hopefully we understand that. Yeah. Actually, when we suffer for the Lord, it's a blessing. Die for the Lord is a blessing. Remember that Jesus talked about the eight blessings? What is it? The eight blessings? What do you call for that? Matthew chapter 5? Eh? Beatitude? Yeah. But some people say nine blessings, but that's okay. Doesn't matter, but it is a blessing. If you are persecuted by because of the Lord, because what is it? Because and chapter 5 verse 10 says, blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes persecution, this is suffering. But for us, suffering is a blessing, actually. Now it's Colossians chapter 2. Thank God, we are in the chapter 2, so I'm so glad. Now first we read the chapter 2 also, and then we can go on together. But since I cannot cover all of them, so I'm very sorry, because I'm too much off-site and out of topic. But so hopefully you get something, and you can just get rid of all the silly things. But hopefully you get something that you're within my message, that the things is important in your Christian life, then take it. Let's go to Colossians chapter 2 from verse 1 to 5. Wireless. Can you start the sister side here from this side? Yeah, we can just start it then. Can you stand?
First one. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many have not seen my face in the flesh.
Second. 要叫他们心得安慰，因爱惜互相联络，一致纷纷属属在灵物中充足的信心，使他们知真实的奥秘，就是基督。Verse
3, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
Verse 4, now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words.
Verse 5, for though I am absent in flesh, in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Are we finished? Already finished? Continue then.
Verse 6. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
Heaven, be rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ.
Verse 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Verse 10, and in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority.
In him you are also circumcised in the putting of the sinful nature, not with the circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by Christ.
12, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead.
13, when you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins.
14.
having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he was taking it out, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
15. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it.
16. So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a festival, or a new moon, or Sabbaths.
17. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. 18. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind.
19. And not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body nourished and knit together by the joints and ligaments grows with the increase that is from God.
20. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to regulation?
21. Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle.
22. Which all concern things which perish with the using according to the commandments and the doctrines of men.
23. Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom, with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence.
Because chapter 2, once you look at verse 4, that's what Paul, he strive hard to the member in Colossae. Colossus. Verse 4, I say this so that no one will delude, mislead you. And the fourth point he mentioned about of chapter 2, verse 20 explained that the appearance of wisdom in self-made religion, self-abasement, and severe treatment of the body. So Paul here mentioned about these four things at that time, I think quite strong that the concept of their way of understanding and philosophy in their mind. So these four things bring into the church and destroy the church. So he try not to be misled themselves by these four of them. And so that's what chapter 2, he explained about these issues. Chapter 2, verse 8 mentioned about philosophy. And empty deceptions and the tradition of man and the elemental principle of the world, the rather than according to Christ. Sometimes, you know, this Christian life, if you don't understand about Christ, if you do not truly believe enough that your life within the Christ, naturally you're seeking something else. But here Paul says, Christ is enough. That's why he continued to explain after that, verse 9, verse 10, and verse 11. He can't imagine, but in him, the fullness of deity, in him you have been made complete. He is the head, and in him you are circumcised. So he has to keep on talking about it. In him you are completed. In the Lord Jesus Christ, you are completed. Do not ask, do not seeking something else, because that's enough. That's his comment. So verse 23, appearance of wisdom. And as a human wisdom, actually sometimes it destroys the purpose of God. 1 Corinthians mentioned that why the church in Corinth have problems. They think they're smart. They're too great. That was the problems. So Paul, he mentioned about all the wisdom, all our understanding come from God. You can be boss about yourself within the Christ, not out of it. Appearance of wisdom, we do not seeking the worldly way, but we're seeking the God's way. Self-made religions, you know, what Jewish are they doing it? Because circumcision is still required for your salvation. Believing Jesus Christ is not enough. So the Paul here mentioned about this circumcision. And Colossians chapter 2, from verse 11, these 11, 12, 13, he explained as a very important part of understanding of our salvations. Let's look at it from 11. And in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. What is it? We know there's a baptism, right? Now, but let's look at the origin of circumcisions. And let's turn to Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17 from verse 11 to 14. Can you read after that? Next person, please. Next sister. Genesis chapter 17 from verse 11 to 14.
11, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you.
So if you do not circumcise, what happened? Even Abraham, if he doesn't circumcise, then he will be cut off too. So this covenant is to come from God directly. If anybody do not circumcise, then there is no more contract with the person, which is no more connection with God. So uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that person shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. This covenant is verse 13 say, everlasting covenant. Well, everlasting covenant, there's no limited time in Old Testament only. It's a New Testament time also too. So this covenant has to be continued. But God changed this covenant to the spiritual side. The circumcision without hands. So that's the difference. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31 from verse 31. Jeremiah chapter 31 from verse 31. I read because no time, so. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse from 31. Behold, the days are coming, declared the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hands by bringing them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declared the Lord, 33. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel. After this day, declared the Lord, I will put my law within them and on their heart. I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verse 34. And they shall not teach again each man his neighbor, his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declare the Lord. For I will forgive the iniquity and their sins, I will remember no more. God talked to Jeremiah. He wants to establish the new covenant. This covenant is not the hands by hands, but this covenant in their heart. So this new covenant was established. This covenant is the one that Jesus died on the cross to establish. It's a new covenant. So nowadays, you and I, we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the circumcision, the without hands. The way we can connect with God, establish with God. So this verse has strong support. That our true Jesus church, we believe that baptism is the really, what do you call it? Essentially related our salvation. The one, if anybody who do not circumcise, not by hands, then there's no connection. So this is what Apostle Paul, he inspired, he understand from the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation. So hope that these few verses, there's not enough time so I can finish here, but I hope that we understand the circumcision. It's so precious for us for the circumcision without made without hands that you and I will receive, so we can establish our relationship with God. And verse 12, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. On the last day we can have this eternity. And this passage is almost the same like a book of Romans chapter 6. He mentioned about Paul mentioned about baptism, that we participate in the first resurrections and have eternity in the kingdom of God. Do you have any question for chapter 2? I'm very sorry because I rushed, so because chapter 1 was a 2, I made a mistake too. So I hope you can forgive me. And if you have any questions, please bring it tomorrow. We have a last hour. And chapter 3 also, chapter 3 is simple. Your death actually help you, your Christian life. You take out your old one, put on the new ones. So we can think about this one tomorrow. Then we cover the chapter 3. And then chapter 4 is the importance of your prayer. So all the chapter 1 to 4, Paul trying to present us to the Lord. The first one with the understanding, to let you to grow yourself, you bear the fruit. And second one, the chapter 2, is to avoid to coming all these heresies. But you can root it down yourself, work in with him, and so you can build yourself. So the firmly build yourself in the truth, not in this world. And chapter 3, and then you die yourself, and then you take out your old one, put on the new one in your life to be completed. In chapter 4, with your true prayer, you can complete, so you can present to the Lord. So the chapter 1 to chapter 4, that's a whole his encouragement. Let's pray in silence.